We're in Siman Yud Ches. We just read the Mechaber Amah in Sif Aleph. So let's take a look at the commentary of the Mishnah Berurah. Just to recap the Mechaber Amah, so the Mechaber quoted both opinions in the Rishonim, that of the Rambam, that the Zman of Laila is Pater from Tzitzis, so anything you'd be wearing at night doesn't have to have Tzitzis on it. And of the Rush, who says that no, it's not anything you would wear at night, it's pajamas. The types of clothing one would only wear at night is what's Pater from Tzitzis. But if you're wearing regular clothing at night, then you are chayev in tzitzis, and you would even make a bracha on that. So that's the machlokis. And therefore, he says, safik brachos lahakil. So Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Beis writes, what does it mean, safik brachos lahakil? He says, that's only regarding the bracha, that if you would put on your regular clothes at night, you wouldn't have to wear tzitzis. You wouldn't make a bracha, not that you wouldn't have to wear tzitzis. You have to wear tzitzis even at night based on the suffix. You just don't make a bracha on the tzitzis that you're wearing. That's the Mishnah Berurah stance. So others disagree. Rav Moshe is a tshuva where he says that there's no inyan dafka to put your tzitzis back on if you're going to be changing clothes at night. Let's say you're going to a wedding and you're changing your clothes after you take a shower and afterwards you get redressed. He says maybe it's best not to put your tzitzis back on at that point because of a suffik bracha, but that doesn't seem to be necessarily be the shita of the Mishnah Berurah. Then in the Ramah had mentioned that if you're going to be davening Maariv early, let's say daven Maariv after Shkia, so you wouldn't make a bracha on tzitzis after that, even though it's still daytime. So Mishnah Berurah gets off into a little bit of tangent in Sif Katan Dalet, where he says that on a Tanis Tzibur, where you wear the talis during Mincha, let's say he's talking about, for instance, Tisha B'Av, where everybody wears their talis and tefillin for Mincha. So let's say you daven Mincha late, right before nighttime, and you're wearing your tzitzis there for the mitzvah, you're wearing your talis for the mitzvah, so then you shouldn't keep it on through Maariv, because then people are going to think that, oh, you're chayev to wear a talis, during Maariv also at night. So you'd be sending the wrong message. Therefore, you can remove your talis before you start Maariv. He says, what about the Shliach Tzibur? So he says, the Shliach Tzibur, who's wearing it not just for the mitzvah of tzitzis, he's also wearing it Mishum Kavod HaTzibur, that he wants to wear an extra beged on top of his regular begadim to show respect that he's doing a public service. So then it says here, if he's not wearing a malbush ha'elyon, so then he doesn't have to take off the talis. But mashma from here that if he would be wearing a malbush ha'elyon, let's say he's wearing something extra for davening, so then he should take off the talis. That's how many shuls have the custom that if the shliach tzibur is wearing a special jacket for davening, then they tell him to take off the talis for Maariv, and if he's not wearing a special jacket for davening, tell him to leave it on. That's one way you could read this Mishnah Berurah. The problem is, in the next Sif Katan in the Mishnah Berurah, he's talking about Lel Yom Kippur. He writes, V'chola over lifnei ateva tzarech lehisatif, in general, that, and this is the Shita of the Magen Avram in general, not just on Lel Yom Kippur, that anyone who is davening for the Amud needs to wrap himself in a talis. So it's mashma that you really should wear the talis when you daven for the Amud, even if it's during Maariv. All right, so I don't know exactly what to do with this little mini contradiction in the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not sure how to explain it exactly, but it seems to be that there's a little bit of a steer here. And then he says, but why on Yom Kippur, the Ramah mentioned we all wear the talis for Maariv, but it's for a totally different reason that we do it, says the Mishnah Berurah, lehidamos lamalachim hamutafim levanim. We want to wrap ourselves in a white piece of clothing because that makes us similar to the malachim who do so. And therefore, on Yom Kippur, we wear the talis, and that's why the Ramah says, shadafka put it on while it's still daytime, and then you don't have to worry. You can make the bracha while it's still daytime before Shkia. And the Mishnah Berurah just adds in Sifkat and Zion, that what about during Bein Hashmashos, if his Shkia has already come and gone, and it's a suffix now? So he says, maybe then you could make the bracha, according to the Magen Avram, even during Bein Hashmashos. Why? Because this is not necessarily something tully in Yom versus Laila, it's tully in the Zman Re'iyah. And the Zman Re'iyah, during Bein Hashmashos, you can see very well. And therefore, maybe that would be good enough to make a bracha. So So he says, there are those who disagree, and therefore, if it's not 100% vade bein ashmashos, then you could certainly make a bracha based on the svek sveka, but if it's definitely bein ashmashos, maybe best not to make a bracha.